Hello, welcome to Simply Syndicated Movie Quiz. We're back once again with lots of movie trivia, and Jen may or may not win again.
I haven't won the past couple of weeks.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I've tied, but haven't won.
Well, as I start the show now, I realize I haven't got my little scoreboard thing out.
But I'm gonna be losing.
I'm going to improvise.
No, you tied with me the second week.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
By the way, in honor of the
theme music, I am wearing an orange plaid suit today, three-piece suit.
That is spectacular. I would love an orange plaid suit. I think I'd be single again, though, so probably not.
Hang on, have you got the ruffled shirt and a dicky bow as well?
I have.
As far as you know, yeah.
Right then, I've gone to my pencil case and got a pencil.
Well, I have to say this week the pressure's off because, I've toppled the Mighty Gen once. That's enough for me. It's never going to happen again. So I'm just going to rest on that laurel for the rest of this.
Yeah, I'm not falling for that one again. The whole ask me questions till I win. Come on. Yeah, we're not doing that one again. So I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. What is it, Buzz?
12.
Rick, what do you think it is?
14.
Jen?
50.
The number was 73. So we're going generic Buzz this week.
Gerb. No, gerb.
Gerb.
I have to write them down in the right order this week because it's pen and paper. God, I'm going old school. Right. Okay. Let's get started then with some questions and stuff like that. Jen, you're going first. Mm-hmm. So in the first round of 15 questions, 5 per player. God, these are wonderfully named rounds. You're going first with the question. The 2004 A Good Woman starring Helen Hunt is based on which Oscar Wilde play?
I have no idea.
Well, but yeah. Would anyone like to... Rick, yes.
Good Woman of Sichuan?
I'm afraid not. Huh? It was Lady Windermere's Fan.
Wow.
Never seen that.
Windermere's. I don't know.
Windermere.
Yeah. I thought he'd get that because he's old enough to remember.
Oh. Yeah, 2004. Yeah. Rick, your question.
I'm doing the basketball psych thing. That's this week's mission.
Okay, good. Good luck with that. Oh, I hit a button then. Right, Rick.
Hello.
For which 1992 film did Al Pacino win an Academy Award for his performance playing a blind retired army officer?
92? Deer Hunter? No.
Jen.
Scent
of a Woman.
It was indeed. Hua.
Oh.
That's right.
Playing a blind retired army officer. It was all in there. Anyway.
It was the army officer that either threw me.
Pardon?
It was the army officer part that threw me because I never saw it and I didn't know he was army. I just knew he was blind dude.
It's a good film. I recommend it. Watch Chris O'Donnell be in a film with so much promise. Just ignore what you know about the future for him. Buzz, who played Mary Magdalene in the 2004 film The Passion of the Christ?
I think it was Monica Bellucci.
It was Monica Bellucci. I didn't know that one either. Anyway, we'll go back to Jen. Jen, in which country was actress Isla Fisher born?
Australia.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Ooh.
Buzz, still.
Buzz.
New Zealand. Oh, well,
I see what you were going for there. It's actually a way out of left field one. I'm guessing you don't want to try and have a go at this.
I don't even know who she is, so yeah.
It's Oman.
Who? Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
I know, yeah. One of the, I imagine she moved away when she was very little to Australia, where everybody thinks she's really from. But anyway, that was Jen's question. Rick.
Hello.
Mick Jagger starred in which 1970 film portraying Australia's most legendary outlaw?
Australia had a legendary outlaw?
Many.
Yeah.
A surprising number of them, actually.
And he was played by Mick Jagger.
He was in a 1970 film.
Rick, it's Mad Max.
I have no fucking clue.
Oh, well. Would anyone like to steal? Yes, Jen.
Ned Kelly?
It was Ned Kelly, indeed.
What was the movie? I was going to say Mick from Wolf Creek.
That's a good.
See, when you said Mick Jagger, I was all set for a free Jack question, but.
Yeah,
you'd think, because that's the one that everyone remembers, but sadly.
Buzz.
That wasn't that bad.
Yes.
Buzz, which actresses played the role of Queen Amidala in Star Wars Episode One of Phantom Menace?
Actresses?
Yes.
We got Natalie Portman.
Yeah, that is she's definitely one of them.
She mean the one who basically played her real stunt double stand-in?
I don't know how to make the question any clearer, really. I mean, come on.
What was there, a young version? I don't know the other one.
You do. It's
do
in
I
there.
Do,
yeah,
but,
it's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a recognizable name of a person. But shit. You've run out of time.
I have. Rick, can I bluff a point?
Rick is...
No.
Oh. Rick definitely got in there. You can't steal while he's still umming and ahhing. Rick got in there. Rick.
Keira Knightley.
It was Keira Knightley. Yeah.
Fuck off, was it?
Yes, it was.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was like her first role.
They look remarkably the same.
I did not know that.
That's the thing you learned today.
So that's half a point to Rick, half a point to me, yeah?
No, not at all. So, Jen, who played Guy Fawkes, the masked vigilante in the 2005 film V for Vendetta?
Oh, shit.
Know this. He was in that other thing.
Shit. It's Hugo Weaving. That's right.
It was Hugo Weaving. Well done.
How did you know that? He wore a mask for the whole film.
What they tell you who's in the film?
Technically it was two people who played the part, but anyway.
Well, one of them was Keira
Knightley.
It was
supposed to be someone else.
It started off with Purefoy, if you know who he is. He started it, and then they fired him, and then Hugo came in and did the rest of it. But some of the scenes still have James Purefoy in the suit.
I know exactly who James Purefoy is, because I made him laugh in a Q&A once.
Cute.
Yeah, because he was in a film called Momentum. I've actually got the poster here with Olga Kurylenko, which it was very massively underrated as a movie.
Yes, I've seen it.
And all the way through the movie, she takes the piss out of the tie he's wearing.
Right.
So
yeah.
I asked in the Q&A, how did you arrive at the decision to wear that tie this evening?
Nice.
God, please, with that one.
Rick.
Hello.
John Nash suffered from what illness in the 2001 film A Beautiful Mind? I've changed the app. My music's not playing. Got some extra time there.
Trying to remember what it was. Autism.
You have to wait for the sound.
Considering I have a second delay, I have to say it as fast as possible.
Jen? What was it?
He had schizophrenia.
He did. He had paranoid schizophrenia. That was it.
Again, never saw it.
And again, I'll let that go because I would have been wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Buzz?
Yeah?
What's the first major motion picture to be based on a blog?
A blog?
A blog.
Oh, isn't it... Vomiting Love and Something Else, isn't it? Throwing Up and Travelling and Sex, or what the fuck is it called? I can't remember.
Are you thinking of Eat, Pray, Love?
That's the one.
No, it's not.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
that was a book, I think. Would anyone else like to know?
I have no idea.
It's called Julie and Julia, and I have no idea. Never seen it.
I know the film. I didn't know it was based on a blog. Okay.
Okay. Well, sticking with tonight's apparent theme of Russell Crowe-based questions, Jen, Marianne Cotillard played Russell Crowe's love interest in which 2006 film? This is not one of the good Russell Crowe ones.
It's on the top of my...
We'll get it down from there.
Go ahead. Buzz, I don't remember.
Buzz, go for it.
Is it Robin Hood? Damn.
No.
It was a good year.
Oh.
Was it now?
But not for his career.
Ironically enough. That's right.
I would have objected to you not giving me a chance to steal, but it wouldn't have worked.
Sorry, I thought I thought you'd be in there if you knew it, but okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I was putting
It's your question now. Anyway. Rick, what is the title, the full title of the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Oh, frack. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Buzz.
Nope.
Buzz.
Is it Dead Man's Chest? Damn.
Jen? No?
On Stranger Tides?
No, that was the third one.
Yeah, it's At World's End.
Oh, gosh. There's too many films to...
If only it had been at series end.
Yes, that is true. There are far too many films. So that was Rick. This is Buzz then.
I saw a great news item this week. It was a little quote from the Flat Earth Society, and it said, "We have members all around the globe."
Bless them.
Yep.
Bless them. Buzz, who played Dr. Watson in the 2009 film Sherlock Holmes?
Would that be the Guy Ritchie one? Was that Jude Law?
He's in there. It was Jude Law in the Guy Ritchie one. Jen, this is... I think you might get this. Rick Deckard is the lead character in which 1982 Ridley Scott science fiction film?
Gee, I don't know. I believe it's called Blade Runner?
You could probably have removed 90% of the words from that clue and it still would have been obvious.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Rick... In which 1988 film did Meryl Streep portray Australian Lindy Chamberlain?
Why do I keep getting all these Australian goddamn questions?
I don't know why there are so many. I took these from multiple quizzes.
Because you live so
Priscilla
far south.
Queen of the Desert.
What?
I'm afraid not. Although that would have been interesting. Oh, it's the sound effect thing going on here. I'm sorry, everybody. Anyone want to steal that? Anyone at all?
It was the one where she kept going, "The dingo took my baby," but I don't remember the actual name of the movie.
It's A Cry in the Dark.
See, it was the dingo movie.
Is that the dingo movie? Okay.
The dingo movie.
I got bored with it. I tried to watch it because it's the famous Dingo Took My Baby film, but the dingo takes the baby and then it's just... I guess that's that then. Anyway, right.
So, spoiler, a dingo didn't take her baby.
All right. Well, what's a dingo going to do with a baby?
Well, I don't have to watch that now, then.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if they do that. I just know the real case, there was no dingo. It was just killed.
Okay. So, Buzz, the last question of the round. Who was the first woman to win an Academy Award for Best Director?
Who is this to?
Buzz.
Me.
Oh. Buzz.
Do I get it if I say James Cameron's ex? Because I can't remember a name. And I think it was for Hurt Locker. But I can't remember a name.
No, I actually think that defining her as James Cameron's ex-wife is possibly the most offensive thing we could say.
Well, there's three of them, so...
Well, yes, probably
there
is.
There is also that. It's not Linda Hamilton.
I don't know his life history.
Jen. Jen.
Catherine Bigelow.
That's the one.
Catherine Bigelow. That's it.
I'm glad you got him before me because I was going to say Gail Ann Hurd. So.
Of course, I effectively gave you the answer. No, sorry.
I already knew it was her.
Of course you did.
Anyway, that's the end of our first round in which Jen has stormed into the lead with 6 points.
You love this round, don't you, Rick?
Sorry. Buzz is in second place with 2 points. And Rick has 1 point. Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Now we're into the movie quote round.
Oh,
and
boy.
I've made these really easy.
Yeah, you think.
So... This is obviously you just shout out when you think you've got it. So we'll start with the first one. It comes down to a simple choice: get busy living or get busy dying.
Boz.
Boz.
Full Metal Jacket.
It's not that, I'm afraid.
I recognize it, but I don't remember where it's from.
Okay. Rick?
No idea.
That's from The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, everyone. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, never mind. No one got that one. We'll try.
I saw that once 20 years ago. Yeah.
So it's only the top film on IMDb. I thought you might have all... never mind. Okay, here's another quote, if you're ready for this one. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Jen. The Dark Knight.
It is The Dark Knight, thank you.
See? The one that Rich hates.
Yeah, I do. I didn't, unfortunately, have to watch the film. So that's all right. Okay, quote number three. I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
You Rick.
Rick.
Godfather 2.
Godfather 2. Thank you indeed. Yes, well done. Quote number four. The night of the fight, you may feel a slight sting. That's pride fucking with you. Fuck pride.
I love this.
Rick.
Rocky?
Nope.
No,
fuck pride. Pride
it's
only Boz. Hurts. Boz.
Boz. It's a superhero movie. Somebody has a boxing match.
It's Pulp Fiction.
It is. It's Pulp Fiction. Well done.
That thing where I say my name and wait for my brain to fucking catch up.
Okay, last one of the movie quote round. This is a short one. Are you ready? Juicy fruit.
Was that it?
Juicy fruit. Yeah, that's it. It's a very famous quote from a very, very famous film.
I know what juicy fruit is, but...
Yeah. It's a scene where somebody gives somebody juicy fruit to eat. They say, juicy fruit. It's significant because that person sort of doesn't talk up until that point. And it's kind
Jay
of...
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
No. I don't know. Although I'm actually...
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Oh. Wow! Holy shit! Because once you said that he doesn't talk, I was like, oh yes, the Native American guy doesn't talk, and then he gives him gum.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it. And then they shock him and give him a lobotomy, and it's really quite disturbing and just makes you sad. Don't watch it. It's very good, though. Well, after that round, Jen's still in the lead with 8. And Boz still has 3. What did you get one? I can't remember. You've got 3. Whatever. And Rick has 2. Okay. This is a new game. This one. Are you ready for this? So
the old mystery slot, we don't know what to do. Okay,
so then, in this one, I'm going to give you the name of a famous person you've definitely heard of. And you're going to tell me which television show they started out on. Okay.
Oh, good. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen tonight. Or I'm going to tell you the name of a famous person, and I'll just be met with silence. One thing or the other, I don't know. But don't worry, because I'll edit some music in over it later. I don't put it in live with that, because I can't then edit around it. You see, that's the technical reason why. Don't know how they do it on television, but not like that. So let's start with an easy one.
It's called having a budget.
That is a thing. Okay,
let's and a staff.
We'll start with an easy one. This is an easy one, okay? Bruce Willis.
Rick.
Yes, Rick.
Moonlighting.
Absolutely, it was Moonlighting. Well done.
Loved that show.
Sorry for the delay there. Hang on, I'll just delete that one because that one's sort of out of order now. And that will only confuse me. Right then, bit harder. Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Rick.
I heard Jen first.
Wasn't Buddies.
Oh, come on, you stupid app. Thank you.
That's the one where they were living in the hotel and it was all women and they had to dress and drag and yeah.
Can I just say, to redress the balance, if the next one doesn't refer to Crossroads, then this is unfair.
Just look. No, don't have a Crossroads one. I'm afraid.
I wouldn't know either. Don't worry.
Turns out no one famous came out of the TV show Crossroads. Never saw that coming.
Benny.
Helen Hunt.
Boz.
Rick.
Boz.
Oh, what the fucking name? Oh, it's gone out of my head completely. The one with him and her and Mad About You.
Oh, right, yes.
He said it.
He said I'd already pressed the button. He did say
it's on delay tonight, I tell you.
I know. Okay, next one. This one is a slightly misleading and tricky. And oh, you'll hate me. I'm sorry. Ben Kingsley. Sir Ben Kingsley, I should say.
He was on a TV show?
He was on a TV show. I don't know that he was on it for very long. I don't know the history of this, really. But it's a very long-running TV show, and various famous people have been on it over the years. Not
Neighbours.
It's not... No.
Was he on Coronation Street with, like, everybody else in Britain?
Correct. It was Coronation Street.
I can't believe you got that.
I guess I'm.
you were just picking from your list of only British TV shows you know the name of, weren't you? Near enough. Okay, next one. Johnny Depp.
Rick. 21 Jump Street.
Correct.
Yeah, see, I'd have said Nightmare on Elm Street. That wouldn't have got me anywhere.
No. Brad Pitt. Oh yeah, no, right. Not that one. Not that episode of Friends he was on. That's
Young and the Restless.
Good guess, though.
Was it? I was trying to think of an American TV show.
A really good guess. I think we can't really define until somebody guesses what it actually is, and then we'll see how far Young and the Restless was away from that. But it wasn't correct, I'm afraid.
I don't know.
I'll call it then, because I don't think anyone's getting it.
It's Sons and Daughters.
That's an Australian... It's Dallas, everyone. Dallas.
Oh, what? Really?
Oh, he was on Dallas?
I've never watched Dallas.
He was on Dallas.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Pierce Brosnan. Because my character reader software is fucked
Jen,
up.
Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Remington Steele.
Oh, that's right.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't play Bond the first time they asked him.
It was, and they went with Timothy Dalton. Anyway, next one. Robbie Coltrane.
Boz.
Yes, Boz.
Cracker? Yeah, I got one, yes!
You did.
Sorry.
Next one. Courtney Cox.
Rick.
Yes, Rick.
Charmed?
Jen.
Jen.
Misfits of Science, bitches! What?
I don't know what to tell you other than... That's...
I know what it is now.
I know it's not Friends. I'm going to say it because I got no idea.
Go on, Rick.
It's 90210, isn't it?
No?
Family Ties. Shit. Family Ties.
Oh, that's right. She played his girlfriend for like a season.
Yeah.
Really?
She was on Misfits of Science before that.
I can only go with what's in the book, Jenin.
No. Seriously, she was on Mrs. Science was like her very first TV role. Damn it!
You're like 20 points ahead of us.
I don't know what to tell you. I can really only go with the book, so I'm just going to move on and tell you, Heath Ledger, everyone.
Oh, he was on that soap opera.
Boz, you've got to get this with all you guessing tonight. You've got to get this one. You've come actually the closest to guessing this. Like, you didn't know, obviously.
I have to step away from the mic for a second.
Okay.
And I just checked. Yes, she was on Misfits of Science before she was on Family Ties. Hang on. And actually her first film role was on As the World Turns. So don't even.
I'm sorry.
I was wrong anyway, so.
Saved by the Bell.
I don't know what... It was an Australian soap opera. I just don't know which one.
It was Home and Away.
Okay.
Oh, really? Well, I suppose it would help if I knew it was Australian.
Did you not know Home and Away? It's like Neighbours. It was like...
No, I didn't know Heath Ledger was Australian.
Oh, right. Yeah, he is. Or was. Or whatever.
Was.
We'll wait for Rick to get back before I ask any more.
What's really bad about that is I used to watch Home and Away religiously.
Not well enough, clearly.
Yeah.
The dog was losing his mind about abso-fucking-lutely nothing.
That you know of.
That's true. Thing.
That's it.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, there might be an alligator in the house. You don't know.
It okay. would have got a lot quieter if that was the truth.
Would have done, yeah. Okay, next one on the list. Lucy Liu.
Rick.
Yes, Rick.
L.A. McBeal.
Oh, indeed. Great. Oh, I've snapped my little pencil.
It took me a while to get used to the fact that Lucy Liu was actually very nice after the character she played on L.A. McBeal.
I had a similar problem. Yeah. Next one, Sally Fields.
Rick.
Yes, Rick.
The Flying Nun.
Absolutely, it was The Flying Nun.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, it was a weird show.
It's you going into third place is what it is, Buzz. I'm sorry.
American bias. Sorry. Sneezed.
Oh, excuse me. Coronation Street and Crackers? The fuck were those?
Crackers, brilliant. That's anyway. Right. Demi Moore. Or Demi. I spell it Demi. With two M's.
I feel like I should know that.
You're probably aware of the show, I would imagine.
Alf.
No.
China Beach.
Street Hawk.
I have no idea.
Okay, everybody, what? I'll tell you now. It is General Hospital.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No, nobody knew that. You all know the next one, and this is really just an exercise into who can shout their name out first. Not yet. Robin Williams.
Rick.
Yes, Rick.
Mork and Mindy.
There you go. Last one. Oh, I didn't know this. Alec Baldwin.
Jesus.
It's good. It's not that good.
No, the dog heard a siren, so now he's howling.
Oh, he's being a siren. Bless him. Yeah. That's brilliant. Oh,
that's so cute.
Yeah, it's cute unless you're in the room with him.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, I'm guessing he didn't get his start in 30.
I'll say Days of Our Lives, and I'm probably wrong.
You are, I'm afraid.
Can we ask questions? Was it a soap opera?
No, Friends. You can't. No. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you now because I don't think you're going to get it. It's Knots Landing.
I didn't watch that either.
I think it was before my time or at the beginning of my time.
It was contemporary with Dallas and
right,
Dynasty yeah. and all that stuff. Yeah,
all of those evening soaps that the 80s was infested with.
Not really of interest to sort of 8-year-old British boys. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Right, so after that round, Jen's still in the lead with 11 points, but in second place, pulling it back like a star, it's Rick with 7 points, and then Boz is down in third with 5, slipping a little bit, but... It's
can I have the Boz noise, please?
I don't... Oh, hang on.
I feel that's appropriate this week.
Anyway, we'll move on to the next round. Yes, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. I have here the Chad Valley.
The keyboard.
The keyboard of movie themery.
By the way, as we pull into this round, I want to tell you that the other night we were recording an episode of the Cosmic Potato Podcast, and Mr. John Irons, who y'all are somewhat familiar with from the Discovery After Show, very much loves this portion of the show and was raving about it.
Thank you.
Oh,
all right. That's nice to know. Well, I hope we don't disappoint tonight. I have 5 more movie themes for you to choose from. So we'll get started right away.
It's the backing beats that make it, seriously.
Not a waltz, it's more a... I have to work it.
Boz?
Yes, Boz?
Was it Harry Potter?
He's going to do that every week. Oh, I know it, but...
Yeah, I've lost it now.
Lord of the Rings?
No. Is it... Oh, it's the Batman theme, isn't it?
It is! It's the Batman theme! Yes. Well done! Thank you. I wondered how long I'd have to keep doing that. Right, we'll try another one. Okay. Yeah.
Rick.
Oh, come on.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It is Raiders of the Lost Ark. Well done. Thank you. Okay, next one. Oh, I like this one. Okay. Let me. I'm picking the right rhythm. Slow rock music. Oh, that's. No, I can do this. Right. can't remember. I'm not doing it at all. This is embarrassing now, actually. I know I was meant to do these badly, but this is...
Rick,
the entertainer. Oh.
The entertainer.
Well, that's the Sting, so sorry.
Well, I have to be careful here because you said it was the entertainer, which it was, but it is a movie theme thing. Oh. And it is from the theme to the Sting.
Sting, I got it. It's mine.
So I think it's Jen's. I don't want to tell her no on that because she really.
No, that's quite right. Okay. I thought that might have been a movie called The Entertainer, and I jumped in straight over Rick, who said his name first anyway.
I'm confused as to why. I think it's actually, this is really a shit keyboard, and the notes it's playing are not the notes that they are. Like, if I, like, I don't, I'm pressing the C key, but I don't think that's a C. That's what I'm saying. It's such an awful keyboard.
It's slightly flat, but that makes it more challenging.
Yeah.
See, because I know how to play the entertainer. Really. It's really not a difficult piece of music.
It comes with every organ ever purchased.
And yet the notes that I know that make that tune apparently do not do that on this keyboard. So that's, I think in this case, I'm allowed to blame my tools. Because my tools
perfect
are shit.
Keyboard for the job.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly why I bought this one. So, okay, we'll move on to another one. Now I don't know what to do with any because I thought I knew them and it's.
Quit distracting us, boss.
That wasn't me.
Oh, Jen.
Yes, Jen.
Gone with the Wind.
It is. That was Lara's theme from Gone with the Wind.
You could have played that on a Stradivarius and I wouldn't have known it.
Me either.
I don't play violin, so it would have been equally as bad.
Well, yeah, it was the first instrument I could think of that...
Well, I remembered last night, I have grade 8 double bass. I'd forgotten all about that because I just did it and then never played it again and hated every minute of it. Yeah. God, who wants to play double bass in an orchestra? I'd rather play bass guitar in a band. You don't get any more girls, but at least you're doing something better. Right. Last one. Right, okay.
Jurassic Park.
Yes, Rick, it was Jurassic Park.
Haven't we had that every week?
No. Although I am starting to forget which ones we have and haven't done.
Yeah, we've done Jurassic Park twice now.
Have we?
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones.
Really?
You might just write a list.
I should write these down.
Boss thinks we've done Harry Potter every show.
I know.
1 week I'll get it.
Well, you didn't get it when it was Harry Potter, so no. I don't know what to tell you. Well, I'll say after that round, Jen's still in the lead with 14 points, Rick has 9, and Boss still has 5. Okay, this is the last round, and this is where it gets serious. 1 minute to answer as many questions on your chosen topic as you possibly can, up to as many as I've done. And this week's topics include Harrison Ford, superstars, 1960s superstars, and weepies. So,
God.
Jen, you're to go first this week. So, which would you like? Would you like Harrison Ford, superstars, weepies, or superstars of the 60s?
I'll take weepies because that'll take it out of the running for those two.
Okay. Right, weepies it is then. So if you're ready, let me have to get furious with my score taking. I hate it if I screw any of this up for you guys because it's, I know this is high stakes tension stuff. Right, okay, so. No, ignore that. Right. If you're ready, your 1 minute starts now. In which country does the action of the horse whisperer take place?
America?
Correct. What disability does Al Pacino have in Sense of a Woman?
I don't know. I think he's blind.
He is. Which singer starred in and directed Prince of Tides?
Barbara Streisand.
Correct. In terms of endearment, Deborah Winger is dying from which disease?
Cancer.
Correct. In which doomed lovers were portrayed by Leonardo Whiting and Olivia Hussey in 1968?
Romeo and Juliet.
Correct. Which Lana was the star of Imitation of Life?
Pass.
Which what was the name of Leonardo DiCaprio's character in Titanic?
Jack!
Which type of encounter occurred between Celia Johnson and Trevor Howard in the movie Classic?
Pass.
Which Juliet nursed the English patient?
Say that one again? Sorry.
Sorry, I will. Which Juliet nursed the English patient?
Juliet Binoche.
Correct. At the end of that round, you scored 7 points. I will add that onto your total.
Oh, I don't know if anybody can beat me now.
You also need to give the answers for the wrong ones, past ones.
I do as well. Which were they? So let's see. Who directed Prince of Tides? That was Barbara Streisand. Did you get that, Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet, Lana Turner, Jack. Brief Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. Al Pacino was blind. Which ones did you get wrong?
Plastic one. I passed on two of them. So
right, it was Brief Encounter and yeah, I think it was Lana Turner. That was the other one you didn't get.
Okay.
I think. Well, you've got 21 points and are pretty much fucking unbeatable at this point. But we'll go through the motions.
See you next week,
Rick.
Hi.
What would you like to answer questions?
I don't
on?
Give a fuck. Pick one.
Harrison Ford it is.
Harrison Ford.
Okay, Rick. I have done enough questions here for you to beat Jen if you answer all
of these. Oh, dear. Okay.
So all right.
It's doable.
Okay.
And you know a lot of these, I'm telling you. Because, you know, it's just Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just realized I wasn't talking into my microphone properly. Right. Your minute.
Harrison and I are like this close.
Well, then you'll have no problem with question one. What is Harrison Ford's real name?
Pass.
Which 007 played his father in Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade?
Sean Connery.
Correct. Which Steven directed Ford in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Spielberg.
Correct. Which Kate was his co-star in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Capshaw.
Correct. In which sci-fi movie did he first find fame? Sci-fi
Star
movie?
Wars.
Star Wars. Star Wars. Which Melanie was a co-star in Working Girl?
Griffith.
Correct. In which movie did he play Richard Kimball? A film version.
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive, correct. What sort of graffiti was the title?
American.
Correct. In which decade did he star in Witness?
The 80s.
Correct. Which decade was he born?
The 60s, 70s, 30s.
Incorrect. Which California city was Blade Runner set?
Los Angeles.
Correct. What's the occupation of Indiana Jones?
School teacher, college teacher.
He was an archaeologist.
He was also a professor.
I will accept that.
Of archaeology.
Of archaeology.
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
I would have said Tomb Raider.
10. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
6, 7, count nine, now. 10. 27,
14, 9, 19, 7, 6, 19. 42. You were so close. So close with 19. Boz, you've got some hard work to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no pressure.
These are all really hard questions. So would you like superstars or 1960s superstars?
Well, seeing as I've seen fucking nothing from the 1960s, I'll have to take the other one.
Okay, superstars it is then. And your minute to answer questions on superstars starts now. Which 007 has a tattoo with Scotland Forever?
Probably Sean Connery.
Correct. Who links Silkwood and the French lieutenant's woman?
A spider.
Incorrect. Who died shortly after finishing on Golden Pond?
A duck.
Which judge, a superstar of the small screen, had a big screen flop with The Peacemaker?
McFly.
It was Clooney. Whose real first names were Norma Jean?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Which singer-actress's surname is Ciccone?
Weaver.
No. How is Sophia... Oh, fuck that. Who was dying of cancer when he made The Shootist about a gunman dying of cancer?
Pass.
John Wayne. Whose boat sank while making The Beach after becoming a star in Titanic, in which a boat sank?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct. Which blonde reached superstar status after playing Sandy in Greece?
David Bowie.
It was a lip, you know. I'm afraid just the 8 points there at the end of that.
When you can't win, go for sabotage.
Exactly. You did well. Did I tell Rick, did I do your incorrect ones? You didn't really get any incorrect.
I just passed on. I didn't know Ford's real name.
You'll kick yourself. Do you know, right? You ready, everyone? Harrison Ford's real name is Harrison Ford. Yes.
Yeah. Ford Harrison.
That is his real name, everyone. Well, that's the end of our quiz for today. I enjoyed that one. Jen, you won one. There you go. And Boz, I'm not asking you another 27 questions, so you can back up. But it was a great deal of fun playing with everybody again today. And thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And don't get too angry when you shout things at your phone while you're listening to the questions. In fact, I hope you do, because that means you're excited and into it. So much so that you'll visit simplysyndicated.com, check out our other things, including Simply Syndicated's subscription service of Simply Everything, where you'll get all the ad-free versions of the shows we put out through the week, including this one, with no ads in the middle. That might even interrupt this sentence. Didn't, though. I didn't put one in there. So, we'll be back. We're not back next week. We are back next week. It's the week after that we're not. You don't need to know about that yet. That's a preview of the future. I'm spoiling things. We'll be back next week with another one of these with different questions. Maybe Jen won't win. Until then... Bye-bye, everybody.
Don't count on it.
I have to play the outro music.